And your story is true. You weren't one of those ambitious women who started from the earliest age to go out and get rich and get famous.
No, honey, I just wanted to be a wife and a mama.
But that didn't work out through no fault of your own.
Well, it worked out all right being a mama.
Yeah. The wife thing didn't go so great for you.
Well, you know, I held on for 27 years.
There you are.
And then, you know, I just wanted to step up to the pump and take responsibility for myself and just see how it would go.
Yeah, and it went pretty well.
It went pretty good, honey.
Yeah.
And like I said, you know, I didn't get started, Peter, until I was 42.
Really?
I retired first.
Right.
And then came out of retirement to try to earn me a living.
Right, and then you opened your restaurant
I started a business called The Bag Lady.
And now, of course, you've got your cooking shows and the Food Network and your cookbooks. Now, you are known. You're famous, infamous in some circles for your recipes, including, and I just got a short list here, the cheesy ham banana casserole.
Yes.
Paula's fried butter balls. Bacon-wrapped, deep-fried macaroni and cheese.
Yeah, guilty.
Sure. But the one that everybody talks about is, of course, the ladies' brunch burger. It's a hamburger between two crispy cream donuts. With a fried egg on top.
Yes. And you would not believe how stinking good it is.
I believe it.
Listen, that kind of happened by accident. It just kind of unfolded.
Wait a minute.
Stop.
But
tell me how that happened.
A kitchen collision.
No. I want to hear the story. What happened?
It was so good
that
Michael had just gotten in and gotten to sleep good because he's a harbor pilot, so he works crazy hours.
This is your husband?
Yes. I ran back in the bedroom and I said, Michael, you've got to taste this. But there's only one catch, Peter.
Yes.
It's only one serving per lifetime.
Really?
Yes.
You only get one.
Wait, Paul, this is Roxanne.
Hey, Roxanne.
Now, here's my question, all right? So you got a burger, all right? And do you say, oops, I'm out of buns. I think I'll use donuts.
Well, you know, those donuts were there.
Yeah,
and,
in the way that they often are.
The hamburger was there. Mm-hmm. So I said, what the heck are we using buns for when we got these luscious donuts?
And the egg part?
So it just kind of happened.
Okay.
Right.
And they are just to die for. Yes.
Let me ask you a question.
Paul, that, can I just want to interject here. Paula, this is Tom, and I really enjoy this kind of cooking, and I'm just wondering, when I have my heart attack, do you have anything in your recipe book for the recovery period?
You know, I actually do, Tom.
What is that?
Well, there's salads in there and other good stuff. In this newest cookbook,
can you name any one other thing?
No.
Is that your famous fried salad?
Yeah. When you were young, did your aorta hurt you in any way?
You know,
have you been
didn't.
Trying to get back at it?
It didn't, but I tell you what, I've been eating this kind of food ever since I was born, and my grandmother cooked that way every day for the restaurant and for her family, and, you know, it finally got her, but she was 91.
She's 91. Lived to 91.
So I'll take that, baby.
All right, I understand.
You know, Southern cooking guys and girls, like saying, it gets a bad rap. But I tell you what.
What?
Do you know Southerners probably eat more vegetables than any other part of this country? And, you know, we don't eat that way every day. I try to tell people, you know, that you've got to have moderation. And as much as I'd love to eat fried chicken, biscuits, and gravy every day, I don't. But when I do decide to cook that way.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, there's no holes barred, honey. I want it to be just as my grandmother taught me and take it right back to my roots.
Right. You've gone from cook to your cookbook author, TV show host. You've got, in addition to your books and your restaurants in Savannah, you've got a line of eyewear, right? And a line of furniture coming out.
Yes. It is so drop dead fabulous. And
is it covered in butter?
Yeah. How do you deep fry an ottoman?
Oh, it's easy, honey. You just dip it in egg first.